Hello.
Hello, hi, how are you doing today, ma'am?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm doing great, thank you for asking. And I'm glad to hear you're doing pretty good yourself. My name is Anthony, and I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. If you don't mind me asking, do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
It's like a different city. Well, it's like Mesa, Tempe.
Okay. So, now, generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
The right direction.
The right direction, okay. Now, I would like to ask you some questions about the Levine area of Phoenix. This area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of Gila River Indian Community. Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Levine. Is that definition clear? Or do you need me to read?
Yeah.
Okay.
Awesome. I'm sorry.
Okay, great. Now, if you don't mind me asking, what year were you born?
1999.
Wow. You are the first person I know that was born in 1999. That's great. Yeah, that's a great song. Have you heard it? Heard of it?
Yeah, by Prince. Yeah.
The song. Oh man, that's a great song. Now, are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
No. Okay. And do you consider yourself to be white, African American, or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, multiracial, or another race not listed here?
Black.
Black. Okay, great. Now, overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Fair? Okay. Now, I'm going to read to you a list of things that people say would improve the quality of life in Levine. Please rate each item on a scale from 1 to 5, where 1 means that it would do very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means it would do a lot to improve the quality of life. You can use any number from 1 to 5. The higher the number, the more it would improve the quality of life in Levine. More parks and recreational opportunities.
5.
5. What about more dining and entertainment options?
3.
What about better public transportation options?
5.
What about more shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses?
6.
What about more good paying jobs?
5.
What about more affordable housing options to rent or buy?
5.
Better street and road maintenance?
5.
Awesome. Now, in terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retired, a student, or a homemaker?
I'm employed.
Great. And thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levine?
Too few.
Would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trade, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Levine?
Just right.
Just about the right amount, okay. Now, thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read to you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. For each, please tell me no or yes if you would like to see more of that kind of business in Levine. Now, would you like to see more dollar stores and discount chains?
More, yeah.
Okay, so that'll be yes. Would that be strongly or somewhat yes?
Somewhat.
What about, would you like to see more doctor's offices and hospitals?
Yes.
In Levine? Is strongly,
yes,
or somewhat?
Strongly.
Would you like to see more grocery stores and supermarkets in Levine?
No.
Would you like to see more home goods stores and other retail stores like Target?
Yes.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Would you like to see more restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues? More in Levine?
Sure. Yeah,
somewhat, yes, okay.
Yeah.
Now, in your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more of in Levine?
Now that I think about it, there isn't really too much entertainment, like parking, movie theaters, activity spaces like Topgolf, stuff like that, like entertainment.
Okay.
I wouldn't say more bars and stuff.
Okay,
but
so you would say like more movie theaters, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Then you say like golf, like miniature golf?
Yeah, or Topgolf, or some bars too would be nice.
Oh, okay. Bars. Okay. Anything else?
I think that's it. That's all I can name off the top of my head.
All right. No problem. And switching gears a bit, how much of a problem is housing affordability in Levine? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home. Is housing affordability a very big problem? A fairly big problem, a moderate problem, a slight problem, or not a problem at all?
A very big problem.
Very big problem. What about how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Levine? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Is housing availability a very big problem? Fairly big problem, moderate problem, a slight problem, or not a problem at all?
Very big.
Okay. Now, still, I truly thank you for helping me out complete this survey, okay, ma'am? We're almost done, okay? A minute or two. You're still thinking about residential development. I'm going to read to you a list of different kinds of housing. For each, please tell me no or yes if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Levine. Would you like to see more townhouses or attached homes in Levine?
Yes.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
What about, would you like to see more multifamily housing like apartments or condominiums?
Yes, a lot.
So that would be a strongly yes. Would that be correct?
Yes, strongly.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
What about housing options for seniors? Would you like to see more of that in Levine?
Strongly, yes.
What about single-family detached homes?
No.
Okay. And how long have you lived in Phoenix?
My entire life.
Your entire life, so more than 20 years. Would that be correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And do you currently own your home rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
Rent.
Okay. Now I'm going to read to you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Levine. Please tell me whether you oppose or favor each one. The first proposal is to change zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood. Would you favor that or oppose that?
I strongly favor.
Great. Now, repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing. Would you favor or oppose that?
Yeah, I favor.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings.
Strongly favor.
Would you favor or oppose repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing?
Strongly favor.
Would you favor or oppose changing zoning laws to allow for the construction or more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes?
Strongly favor.
What about changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings?
Strongly favor.
Okay. Awesome. Now, finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for a statistical purpose. Okay, we're almost done. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
2023, this last spring.
Okay. And was that some college, four-year college graduate? Or?
Some college.
Some college, okay. Now, what is your annual household income? Please just stop me when I get to the right amount, okay? Less than 25,000, 25,000 to 50,000, 50,001 to 75,000, 75,001 to 100,000, 100,001 to 125,000, or more than 125,000?
More than 125,000.
Okay. Finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I please have your first name?
It's K-H-A-L-I-L-A-H.
Kalila?
Kalila.
Kalila. Okay, I'm sorry. I mispronounced it. I'm sorry. That's a beautiful name, Kalila. Very beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for helping me complete the survey, ma'am. We're now completely. You know, thank you very much and a wonderful day. Thank you, ma'am.
No problem. You too.
Thank you. Hey, mira, it's Tony. I wanted to ask you something. What up?